Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome to my podcast, Somatic Healing Sessions. I'm Rachel Chase, the creator and your host of this wonderful podcast where you get to receive healing energy and experience a beautiful session that will allow you to release some perhaps discomfort or pain or attachments to things from the past that you're working on healing, that you're resolving, that you're allowing yourself to release more and more and more day by day. Today's session is about self-compassion. And before we get into the healing session today, I want to share with you, I have just completed something I've been working on for quite a while. It is a Healing with Self-Compassion guidebook. And it's about 15 pages long, and it is in an electronic format, which you can download. It's a PDF, and I'm also creating a companion audio with that as well. And you can find that by going either to my Substack, which is Sacred Flame. And it's Rachel Chase. You can look it up on Substack. Maybe you're listening to this podcast through the Substack, site, or you can find it at rachelchase.com and look for it there. Self-compassion. So, first, I'll share a little bit about why it matters to me and a little story about my life. And when I was young, I used to get pangs of nausea from anxiety. And this anxiety was all around me and my family. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you grew up with some anxiety in the home too, for whatever reason. We all have our various stories about the intergenerational complex traumas that we incur in our lives. We all have them. And we all have the capability through our breath and through compassionate attending and inquiry and listening and moving our bodies and reflecting. All of these tools can be used in a really beautiful way under the umbrella of what I call self-compassion in order to move through these obstacles. So often, when we feel pain in our body because of anxiety, we get frustrated. And that frustration might be about things that happen in our lives, things that happen to us, events that have transpired. Maybe we get frustrated that we think, oh, I should be over that by now. Why can't I let go of that? Or why does that affect me so much? The ways that we speak to ourselves, kind of have a big deal to do with the way that we heal, the way we speak to ourselves, the way we treat ourselves in the healing process is really important. So, by simply shifting some of the ways that we treat ourselves, we can move through the pain of the past. We can heal more gently, with more tenderness, more kindness. And so today you're going to experience the art of self-compassion with me. And I'll offer some suggestions about how you can take this forward into your life through self-expression, through writing or drawing, perhaps. And I like to use the tool of mandala making, which is in this way, we'll think of it as processing what arises within you in the form of creating a little image with some words to remind you of the messages that are coming through, that have come through your heart for you today. And so with that, let's go ahead and begin the healing session. You'll want to be comfortable and have some water nearby. And maybe you've got a lot on your mind, or maybe there's been some busyness in your life today, and maybe you've been thinking about a lot of different things. So all of that is welcome here. It's all here in the space. And I'd like you to imagine, as you take a deep breath and settle in here, that you can just let all of that kind of go for the moment in a way that's just maybe imagining it just softly, gently falling to the ground, where all of these tasks and maybe things that have come up for you this week, or stuff that you've been dealing with, or family dynamics, or home, house, work situations, all of that is just gently falling down to the ground. And there you are. There you are in your body. You're here now with me, with yourself. And you're just going to take some deep, big breaths and sigh. Let go of tension. Maybe just one layer, one little bit of tension in your body. Being with your body. It's all here inside of our body. All the mental, all the emotional, all the memories, all the plans, all the feelings, all the thoughts. It's all here in your body. So take a big breath and let another layer of stress go on the next exhale. Imagine that the nervous system, the neurological system in your body, can just ease up a little. The tension inside, big breath with it, and soften as you exhale. This is going to really help you get into the space of connecting with this magical, amazing place inside of you that we call the heart space in your chest. Maybe placing one hand there and rubbing your chest a little bit, little circles. Just gently massaging your chest area. Lovingly. And breathing gently. Feeling the rise and fall of your breath. And you can just keep your hand there around your heart area. Just hold it there and connect with your heart beats and the breath moving in and the breath moving out. The rise and fall of your chest and your belly as you breathe. Notice your back as well. The space in the back of the lungs creates some space in the back area with your breath, and drop another layer of stress. Feel that happening in your legs and your hips, your feet, your hands, shoulders, your face, dropping tension as if gravity, Mother Earth, can just take it for you. This energy of the earth, this beautiful feminine energy of holding, is here. So feel as if you are cradled now in the arms of the Divine Mother. This is an aspect of spirit, of nature, of consciousness that is unconditionally loving. And feel that it is unconditionally giving to you over and over, this energy of love. Now, maybe that brings up a part of you that feels something like it's not safe to receive, or I shouldn't just receive. She must want something from me. Maybe that's not coming up for you, but maybe it is. That part of us that feels that love is conditional, that love is perhaps transactional, and that maybe in order to get, we have to do something in exchange. But it's not about getting, it's about receiving what is already here in its essence, which is nature, which is inside of you. Take a breath with that. And be aware that inside of your chest, your heart, this is a portal into a great mystery. After all, your heart beats, and no one knows why. It is a mystery. This great mystery we call spirit or God or maybe quantum mechanics, if you're thinking in those terms, the quantum field of life, the spiritual essence, the nature of life is in you and it is in everything. And your body is energy, right? We're all energy and it's all interconnected. And your heart is a portal. It's a portal into the deepest wisdom of love. The deepest wisdom of love. Imagine that that wisdom has a voice, and we'll call it the voice of self-compassion. This voice is ever kind, ever loving, ever supportive of you. It never belittles you. It never makes you feel less than. And it never makes you, well, others less than either. It simply reminds you of your true nature, this voice inside of you that is always here. And so bringing up the sensations of the emotions right now, of maybe some of the things in your life that you're healing or that you want or that you desire or that you wonder about or you have hopes about. Bringing those to mind now as you stay very connected in this heart space still. In your body, big breath, all the way in and slowly out the mouth like you're blowing a candle. Do that one more time, all the way in the nose, filling up and blowing very gently out the mouth. And we do that to settle and calm and clear the body-mind vessel. Bringing to mind and bringing up the sensory experience of these things that come to mind about your life. And I want you to ask, what would self-compassion say? What does self-compassion say here? Ask yourself this question. What does my own inner voice, we're not reaching out somewhere else for what someone else might think. This is about just you, your voice, your own heart's knowing. Maybe you feel it down a little lower in the gut, that sense of truth of what's right for you. Self-compassion is the way into becoming more true to yourself. Even if everyone else tells you the opposite of whatever you think to be true for you. This is about growing that inner compass, that inner knowing, that true self. It's inside of you, here, right here in your heart. Underneath all of the conditioning and the messages from others is your own profound, truest truth. And maybe you've done this practice before and it's easy for you to hear this voice. Maybe this is really hard for you, and that's okay. Wherever you're at with this, if it's difficult for you, I want you to imagine that there's a possibility that there is a possibility that there's a voice inside of you that speaks to you in a language only you can understand. Maybe it just brings a knowing. Maybe it's not about hearing, but about knowing for you, that the self-compassion wisdom comes through. Just a sense of understanding or a sense of remembering. Oh, yes, that's what's true for me. Or maybe an image. Just a deep felt sense in your bones, in your gut, in your cells that just wakes up to remind you, yes, there's something here for me. And it's in my body. Healing with self-compassion is about body, mind, and spirit. Body, mind, and spirit. The spirit is the energy, it's the consciousness inside of you, it's the love. Body is what we call physical body, but your body is energy. It's intermingling with this spirit, and it's an expression of your soul. So this is your soul speaking to you, this compassionate voice. The mind is not up there in the head. The mind is everywhere. Your body is the mind. You have three brains in the head, and the others in the heart, and the others in the gut. This is a true truth. Even science has shown it. You have three brains. But the thing is your heart is the one that holds the most knowledge. It's actually the one that's sending the signals up to the brain and down to the gut. It's the one that's in charge here. We think it's the head, but no, it's actually the heart. All the wisdom is here in the heart. The heart will never lead you astray. It is safe to trust your heart. It is safe to trust your heart. Deep breath. Receive the soothingness of this breath now. And ask one more time, what does self-compassion have for me right now? What do I need to know? And simply let it come in whatever form it comes, trusting that the messages, that the feelings, that the insights that you're receiving are true for you. How can you gaze upon your situation through those eyes? And the more you can do this for yourself, to gaze upon yourself and your life through these eyes of tenderness and compassion and kindness, the more you can do this for others too. And the more healed your relationships will become, the more able you'll be able to move through the frustrations and the challenges of life. So breathe deeply with me one more time and let go a big sigh. Slowly moving your fingers, opening and closing the hands a little, the toes, the feet, encircling your wrists and ankles a bit. And gently, lovingly massaging around your head in any area that feels good for you. Opening your mouth wide, releasing tension, moving bit by bit, stretching, reaching, moving in any way your body feels like moving at this time. Another breath. Gently opening the eyes if you haven't yet already, taking in your surroundings, noticing what you notice in your space, in your body, in the earth, and getting a little bit of water. Very nice. Now, here you are. Remember what came through for you during this session today, and take some time to write a little bit about it, and maybe even make a little sign for yourself and decorate it with some lovely images or shapes or patterns or designs to remind you. Put it out somewhere. Maybe make a little special image. And that's going to help you deepen your connection with the power of compassion. It's going to help you feel stronger. It's going to help you feel more connected. It's going to lift you up into that vibration of loving kindness. And with that, my friends, I wish you a most beautiful day. Look out for that self-compassion guidebook I've created and the companion audio. You can sign up for my newsletter as well to receive information about that. And again, you can do that at rachelchase.com. I look forward to next time. This concludes our session. I'm Rachel Chase. Thanks for joining me. And I'll see you all. Well, I'll be speaking with you all next time. Ciao for now. Take good care. Bye-bye.